Imagine a world where companies actively solve society's problems rather than create them. When Kraft Heinz launched a $143 billion hostile takeover bid for Unilever in 2017, something remarkable happened. Unilever's purpose-driven business model, often dismissed as idealistic, found defenders from unexpected quarters. Greenpeace offered help. Labor unions mobilized. The groundswell of support helped Unilever maintain independence, and the aftermath proved revealing. Unilever's stock yielded 4 times the returns of Kraft Heinz over the following years. This wasn't just a corporate battle. It represented competing visions for business itself. Net Positive introduces a revolutionary framework showing how companies can thrive by solving society's problems rather than creating them. It's not about doing less harm, it's about creating more good. Being truly net positive means improving well-being for everyone a company impacts: employees, suppliers, communities, customers, future generations, and the planet itself. This extends beyond traditional corporate social responsibility. A net positive company eliminates more carbon than it produces, achieves full circularity, ensures living wages throughout its value chain, and improves consumers and communities through its core business operations, not just philanthropy. This journey rests on 5 foundations: taking ownership of all direct and indirect impacts, operating for long-term benefit. Companies with long-term mindsets achieve 47% higher revenue growth and 36% higher earnings, creating positive returns for all stakeholders, treating profit as a result rather than a goal. As Peter Drucker said, profit for a company is like oxygen for a person. If you don't have enough, you're out of the game. But if you think your life is about breathing, you're really missing something. And partnering to drive systemic change, as no company can solve global challenges alone. What kind of leaders create net positive companies? They're fundamentally good human beings whose words and actions align. They possess 5 critical traits. First, a deep sense of purpose and service. When John Replego left Guinness for sustainability-focused leadership, he described it as going from living in black and white to living in color. While passion is about finding yourself, purpose involves losing yourself in something bigger. Second, genuine empathy and compassion. Only 45% of employees believe their CEOs have empathy, yet seeing others as human beings, not human doings, is essential. Third, courage to tackle seemingly impossible challenges, like Dalmia Cement's carbon negative by 2040 goal, which their CEO called difficult to understand, difficult to visualize, but easy to dream. Fourth, moral leadership that inspires people behind common purpose. The shadow of a leader defines organizational culture. Finally, partnership building ability. Shifting from an inside-out perspective, what can we offer, to an outside-in view, what does the world need? When asked why he pursued sustainability, Paul Polman instantly answered, "My grandkids," revealing our deeper motivation, to serve loved ones and leave a positive legacy. What truly motivates people? Beyond money, Harvard professors identified 4 fundamental human drives: acquiring, defending, bonding with others, and comprehending our world. Net positive companies satisfy all these drives, helping employees connect heart and brain to discover purpose. When Paul Polman became Unilever's first outside CEO, he found a stagnant organization lacking pride. After rebuilding fundamentals, the company created the Unilever Sustainable Living Plan with 3 ambitious goals: improve health for over 1 billion people, have environmental impact while maintaining growth, and enhance millions of livelihoods. Purpose energizes organizations by revealing why they exist. It creates unified teams, motivated stakeholders, and profitable growth. Just Capital 100 companies produced 56% higher shareholder returns over 5 years, while mission-driven companies show 30% higher innovation and 40% better retention. Paul partnered with Bill George to create a program helping leaders identify their individual purpose through personal crucible moments. Paul modeled vulnerability by sharing his own crucibles. His father working two jobs for his children, climbing Kilimanjaro with blind people, and surviving a terrorist attack in Mumbai. When Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile in 1954, he shattered a psychological barrier. Within weeks, others achieved what was previously thought impossible. Similarly, net positive companies set goals that make them uncomfortable. If your goals don't make you uncomfortable, they're not aggressive enough. The key is replacing or thinking with and thinking, recognizing that sustainability often brings multiple benefits rather than trade-offs. When Unilever's Lifebuoy soap aimed to teach 1 billion people healthy hand-washing habits, it forced innovative approaches to partnerships, rural outreach, and behavior change. As Wipro chairman Azim Premji says, if people are not laughing at your goals are too small. Instead of achievable goals, aim for aspirational or audacious ones, like carbon neutrality by 2030 or improving a billion lives. For companies facing disruption, planetary boundaries may require a deep pivot. Dong, Danish oil and natural gas, transformed from 85% fossil fuels to 85% green energy, renaming itself Rørsted and building the world's largest offshore wind business. Markets rewarded this pivot. Despite BP's revenue being 33 times larger than Rørsted's, its market cap is only 1.4 times higher. In today's world, hiding problems is virtually impossible. With employees carrying cameras and posting on social media, the tide is always going out, revealing who's swimming naked, as Warren Buffett puts it. Companies that understand their problems and work toward solutions have nothing to fear from transparency. Trust comes on foot and leaves on horseback, as the Dutch proverb says. It requires time, consistency, and humility. The Unilever Sustainable Living Plan functioned as both strategy and transparency tool. By publishing detailed goals across 50 targets, Unilever created accountability. Their progress reports, audited by PwC with color-coded ratings, openly acknowledged challenges. This transparency transformed critics into collaborators. When trusted, companies gained seats at important tables. Unilever earned a position as the sole business representative on the UN's Sustainable Development Goals Working Group, providing insights into global thinking while influencing outcomes. Even if all companies matched today's sustainability leaders, we'd still face dangerous planetary trajectories. Net positive companies must address 6 critical challenges: taking responsibility for broader impacts, questioning consumption patterns, rethinking success beyond GDP, improving the social contract with focus on livelihoods, reforming capitalism, and defending democracy and science. Our success metrics are fundamentally flawed. We evaluate people by wealth, companies by stock price, and countries by GDP, which counts disaster reconstruction and forest destruction as positive while ignoring peace, education, and natural capital. Our generation faces unprecedented challenges: rapid technological advancement, nearly 8 billion people competing for resources, and 2/3 of humanity connected through mobile technology. The existential issues we face, climate change, biodiversity loss, inequality, require empathy, compassion, systems thinking, and collective action. As Wangari Maathai said, in the course of history, there comes a time when humanity is called to shift to a new level of consciousness, to reach a higher moral ground. That time is now. The choice is clear: continue business as usual and face collapse, or embrace the net positive revolution and create a thriving future for all.